It began as a rumor, but is now beginning to take shape. The United States, it seems, is serious about plans to build controversial new missile bases in Central Europe. The Americans reportedly have their eyes on a number of potential locations, and several Czech politicians have already given the idea their support. But the timing of the project is far from ideal, with so much uncertainty on who will form the next Czech government. Rob Cameron joins me in the studio now. Rob, tell us, why does the United States want to build these bases?
Well, Ian, the US is worried at a potential missile attack on either America or Europe. And those worries, of course, have been heightened by rumours that Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. So they're looking to improve the existing system of anti-missile defence by building more early warning systems and possibly interceptor bases somewhere in Central and Eastern Europe. And the Czech Republic, along with Poland and Hungary, are seen as ideal candidates. They're NATO members, they're allies of the US, and they have the military and technical experience to make such a project work.
And what about the timing? I know this is a very long-term project.
Well, indeed, it should be pointed out that military experts from the US and Europe have been discussing this project for several years. It's not new, but it does seem to be gathering steam. The Americans have been pushing the Czech Republic to agree on a date when a team of military planners can come and visit this country and check out the potential sites. But, of course, the politicians have been very much distracted by the election stalemate and the difficulties in forming a new government, so they've been trying to postpone that visit. However, time is running out. The US will decide in a matter of weeks on these potential locations, and they want a final answer from their allies in Central Europe by September.
And what are the potential locations in this country?
Well, according to a report in the Mladá Fronta Dnes newspaper, they would be built on the site of two former missile bases dating back to the Cold War. One is Dobříš, which isn't far from Prague, and the second is Rapotice, which is in South Moravia. And before 1989, those bases housed long-range Soviet-made S-200 surface-to-air missiles, which were removed in the mid-1990s. The bases are equipped with air-conditioned bunkers, special launchers linked by railway tracks, and automatic loading systems. They also still belong, of course, to the Czech military, so there is no tricky land purchases involved if the plan does go ahead.
And that's the technical side, of course. What about the politics? And wouldn't this whole thing be controversial?
Obviously, it would be very controversial. And the problem isn't whether the bases are air-conditioned or not. The real obstacle, as you say, is political. For a start, the Czech Republic still doesn't have a government 3 weeks since after the elections, so the Americans really don't know yet who they're dealing with. Mr. Mirek Topolánek, the leader of the Civic Democrats, who might be the next prime minister, is broadly in favour of the bases, but there's no guarantee he will form the new government. Many politicians, particularly on the left, are against the plan. President Václav Klaus, who generally never goes against the grain of public opinion, he's also rumoured to be against it. And of course, public opinion is key here. Building a missile base somewhere like Dobříš, 60 kilometres from Prague, making it a prime military target at the time of heightening global tension. I really can't see Czechs jumping for joy.
Indeed. Rob Cameron, thanks very much, and I'm sure we'll be following that story as it unfolds.